You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. On my ongoing mini-series on the AirTags, this is a podcast covering AirTag, how to unpair or reset an Apple AirTag. At some point, if you're getting an unresponsive AirTag or you just simply want to unpair it, you come to the right place. So let me show you how to do a reset. So first, if for some reason you in the unpair process, you go through the process, you go through that, or you got an unresponsive AirTag, this is how you reset an AirTag. That's the first step we're going to do here so you understand how to do that. The AirTag itself, so if you're looking towards the AirTag itself, you have the face towards the top, which is the glossy white section, or if you have an engraving on it with the letters or your emoji, that is towards you. Now let's flip the item upside down till we see the stainless steel. This process is very similar to removing the battery and replacing the battery. We are going to do that process, and I'll show you how to do a reset from here. So to open up the battery lid or whatever you want, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, to remove the battery, there's two ways of doing it. Apple suggests putting your thumb on the center part of the stainless steel and then twist your thumb in a counterclockwise motion to lefty loosey. In my approach, I find this to be a little bit easier and I have a little bit more control, is I use both of my thumbs. So my left thumb, I will place it on the left side of my AirTag, and I'll put my right thumb on the right side of the AirTag on top the stainless steel circle. And then from here, I'll twist it counterclockwise, lefty-loosey, until it stops. It's about a third way in until you stop. And then release the stainless steel. It'll pop off. Take that stainless steel cover off, and I'll put it to the side. The battery, you'll notice, is on the top side, so it's in. So I'll just go ahead and remove the battery. The cool part about this, there's no clip or spring to worry about that. So take that battery out. And now we're going to do this. You're going to put that battery back in. The positive side goes in. The negative side goes towards the stainless steel. So put the battery in and then press down with your thumb until you hear a chirp. That means it's seated correctly. And then take the battery out. We're going to do that process of a total time of 5 times. You're going to do that 5 times. Take it out, put it in, push it in, hear the chirp, take it out until you hear a total of 5 chirps. That last chirp, that 5th one you're pressing down, go ahead and get your stainless steel cover, put it on there, place it in spot, and then press down again and hold, and you should hear a chirp for the last time. That's your 6th time. Now we'll just take our thumbs and do the reverse maneuver. Left thumb on the left, right thumb on the right. Twist it clockwise, righty-tighty, until it's snug and sealed. That resets the AirTag. Now to unpair the AirTag, it's a simple process. We just simply go to my Find My app to do this.
Find My. Double tap to open.
Go ahead and do 1-finger double tap to open.
Find My. Map. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
Let's go to the bottom left-hand corner here.
Tab bar. Selected. People. Tab. 1 of 4.
Until you get to 1 of 4 tab, you got the people. We're going to go to the right until we get to items.
Devices. Tab. 2 of 4. Items. Tab. 3 of 4.
Double tap.
Selected. Items. Tab. 3 of 4.
And we're going to go find to our items.
Map. Use the rotor to access points of interest. Items. Heading.
From here, swipe to the right.
Thomas's backpack. 1205.
So this is the item I want to remove. So find the item that you want to remove. I go ahead and do a 1-finger double tap on this.
Select map. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
Now towards the bottom quarter of the panel should be the name of your AirTag item.
Thomas's backpack.
From here, we're going to swipe to the right until we get to remove item.
Remove item button.
All right. So if you're ready to do this, go ahead and do a 1-finger double tap.
Double tap to dismiss pop-up window button.
Let's go to the right.
Cancel button.
We have the cancel button.
Remove AirTag. Thomas's backpack.
Just to confirm, this is the right AirTag you want.
Thomas@themickeyhouse.com.
That is my Apple ID that it's assigned to.
What will happen? Remove from Apple ID. This item is linked to your Apple ID. Removing this item will allow it to be activated and used by another person. You can set up this AirTag again by bringing your iPhone nearby. Remove button.
And if we're ready to do this, we'll do remove. Otherwise, top left is your cancel button. Go ahead and double tap this.
Remove. Once AirTag has been removed, it will need to be set up to use it again. Remove button.
If you're sure, remove or
cancel button.
You can do a cancel going swipe to the right. Let's go back left.
Remove button.
Double tap to remove it.
Cancel. Dimmed button.
Now we wait.
Map.
Now once the unpair process has been done, you'll notice it'll come up. Boop, and it shows you that you have an AirTag that you can name. You can go through the process here to reassign it to you. Or if you want to sell it and give it to someone else, at this point, it has been unpaired from you. That's important because if you don't unpair it, nobody will be able to use it other than you. So that's how to unpair your AirTag from your Apple ID to get it ready to be set up to give it to someone else or to yourself. So that is AirTag, how to unpair or reset an Apple AirTag.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.